After sold-out runs at the Public Theatre and London's National Theatre, Here Lies Love, the groundbreaking musical from David Byrne and Fatboy Slim, opens on Broadway this summer. Get swept up in what Vogue calls a life-giving, roof-raising blast of pure joy about the rise and fall of Imelda Marcos at the hands of the Philippine People Power Revolution. Here Lies Love is a revolutionary experience unlike any other on Broadway. It's a party and you're invited. Get tickets at HereLiesLoveBroadway.com.
Welcome to another happening episode of the Tom and Frenchie podcast.
Wagwam, let's get them peas, brother.
Oh my God, into the accents earlier.
Yeah, I've been watching Wagwan. Top Boy.
Oh, is Wagwan. That what that was? Sounded Jamaican?
Yeah, right. Well, they've
they
got
a lot of Jamaican, do they?
Well, I think there's definitely Jamaican influence in that show. They do go to Jamaica in that show, so that's how I know that.
Boom. I haven't watched it yet.
Boom. In it, big in man. Your waist man.
Guys, we've got a lot coming up in this episode. We've got the trending news that you love so much. We've got the fuck segment of the week. This week, we're going to be roasting Met Gala outfits.
Oh my goodness. I only saw one or two pop up, but they looked funny.
It's always funny outfits because I think they have a theme. I'm not even sure what this year's theme was, but it's always just cooked outfits.
Yeah, you should let me dress them. That's what I've always thought. Let me dress you at the Met Gala.
Yeah, I would love to see
but
Frenchie's
that's unique.
Look.
I remember when Sam Worthington went to like some premiere and he just wore like boots. He wore just boots. He wore like normal pants and like jeans and like boots. And everyone's like, look, he's just wearing sort of boots.
He's just like us.
He's just a normal bloke. He didn't even wear like suit shoes. He wore fucking boots. And everyone like lost their fucking mind. So I'm thinking if they go full Aussie for like the Met outfit.
What would you dress as?
Well, I'm dressing them. So I'm dressing Cardi B in a wife beater.
Yep.
So blue singlet.
Mm-hmm.
I could go flanno, but that might be a little too cliche. Mm. Do you know what I mean? A bit not weird enough for the Met Gala. We'll go footy shorts,
yep.
100%.
Yep.
Gum boots.
Wow.
Clear gum boots, fish in them.
Okay.
So I'm not saying there's extra.
Like a platform.
Not a platform.
No, just
the gum boots are filled with water. So it's like a reverse. Oh, the gum boots are supposed to keep the water out.
That's good.
Thank you.
Is she stepping on a fish constantly?
No.
They're all around.
Not unless there's like she's trying to make a point. Like someone's at the table is like, oh my goodness, I can't believe they served this here. She goes, oh, you want a fish instead? What's her accent?
Not that. I like the commitment.
English shows.
Okay.
So she doesn't step on the fish. They're just swimming around her legs. She befriends the fish. Unsure about hat or jacket or something like that. Thoughts on that? What should we do with her?
You'd think just a classic like fucking those crocodile teeth hats or something if you go in that direction.
She's full Australian.
Mm.
Ooh, what about like a... We could also go like a bintang singlet as a hat. It was like a cape maybe.
Yeah, that's cool. You gotta dress it up. It can't just be...
Maybe some BB guns. She's just been a Bali.
She's got like some kind like of veil that's flanny. Like a flanny veil.
Veil. That's the one.
I'm going to dress someone up in just a Winnie Reds inspired outfit.
Oh, I love
with
that.
With cigarettes all in the hair. So she's the top of the packet. Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, is every hair a cigarette?
Yeah. It takes a long time.
That's
maybe
cool.
Someone with dreads. So they paint the dreads like ciggies.
Yeah.
And they're just like kind of
I like that. Yeah. And then... Like, how is the rest of her or their legs and stuff incorporated? Leg a cigarette. Oh, it's just red.
Yeah, like the
so
packet.
It's a packet.
Yeah, but her hair is actually on fire. Yeah. Like a burning cigarette.
Like Hunger Games. I like that.
Mm.
There you go. So, that's going to be our fuck segment.
We got too carried away. So, what have you been up to, bro?
Oh, guys, I've had a rough weekend. I had a booster shot, third booster, guys. I wasn't going to get it, but then WA's rules were you had to have it to go in. Then they changed the rules like 2 days and I was already booked in 2 days before I was going to get it. I was like, oh, I'll just fucking get it.
Oh, really? Did they change it?
Yeah. So, Joshy's hit me up. He's like, yo, look, I don't need to get one. I'm like, oh, fuck you. Fuck you.
I got mine ages ago. I got it just before I got COVID. And so, like, COVID was nothing.
Oh, smart.
Yeah.
That's the game you need to play. It's kind of like a drinking game. It's like, because you shouldn't be getting boosters every fucking 3 weeks. But if you feel like you're about to get COVID, get the booster 2 weeks before.
It wasn't planned, but.
Oh, okay.
It would have been cool.
You could just tell.
No.
But yes, guys, so I got it. Then I went out for some drinks for my birthday, which you're allowed to do. People are like, that's a bold move. I'm like, because I thought it hits you the next day. Sometimes it hits you that night. Yeah. Or the next day.
It's not like fucking antibiotics you're allowed to drink on it.
Tell you where we went. Have you been to that Shark Hotel in Sydney?
Shark. It's yeah. Is that the like really Asian one?
Yeah. It's so dodgy. The happy hour's wild. It's $5 beers, but then $10 cocktails, which are just made with diabetes. It's sugar. It's just,
I went there with some Korean mates. It was fun.
Yeah, there's so many Asians there. There's like, because there's like 40 pool tables.
Yeah,
like,
I don't even know how they fit that many. Good pre-drinking place because it's cheap.
Sick. There was some Joey's boys that were the most Joey's boys I've ever seen in my life.
Why were they there? Rich motherfuckers.
It was their mate's 18th. They were getting him drunk, then taking him to the brothel.
Oh, Jesus.
Just classic. That's hashtag nasty, just dude. Joey things.
Fucking hell.
They're in the bathroom and it's obviously like their first time doing bags. And so they were just not subtle about it. There was 2 to 3 in there, then 2 waiting outside the door, and then 3 others just in there hanging out. I'm like, cunts, you've got to be more subtle than this. I walk out. A couple of them just finish. They walk out. Ah, you're the room. And there's cops in the premises just doing random RSA checks.
Just doing shark maneuvers.
This is not going to take the cops long for this. So, welcome to the real world, boys. Yeah. It's not a private school.
No.
It's not a private school here. So, anyway, back to my story. I'll just do it quick because I don't want to harp on this. I get my usual fucking hectic reaction to the booster. I get my chills. I'm in fucking got 3 blankets on. I got 2 jumpers on.
Did you have weird dreams?
Sweating and ice and cold and couldn't sleep because I was fucking shivering so much. So I went out to the couch and just shivered with my dog. He come out for a bit. He come out for like an hour and then he's like, no, fuck this. I'm going back under the bed.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the hour. I couldn't sleep. I didn't really want to watch anything. So I was just fucked night. I'm like, oh, well, I'll be good in the morning. And then I had like fucking heart, chest pain. I was like, oh, that's not great. And because it's like a day thing, you get the reaction. So I was like, I'll just wait and see how it is Sunday. And Sunday, it was like my fever was gone, but like my chest and my heart were still sore. I'm like, this is annoying now. I've got to. It's kind of an important old muscle, the old heart.
Yeah, Jesus.
That's what they say. The big ones is your heart, your brain, your biceps. That's what they say.
Oh, wow.
The 3 most important things in your body.
Situation says that. Jersey Shore.
The abs. So I rang up my old man. He got me on some steroids for a bit.
Oh, is that why you're so big now?
I think they're different sort of steroids. I don't know. And then I talked to my doctor, got some tests. So I'm all good. He reckons maybe just my, because they were worried it was like myocarditis or I don't know. There's some things you can get really rare with the booster, but he thinks just my chest muscles have inflamed or some shit like that. I don't know what the fuck's going on. But I was like, couldn't breathe properly. Not like. Like, it wasn't bad. I wasn't going to die, but it was like being at the snow, I was telling you before.
Yeah,
it's like being in high altitude when I did a small walk with my dog, and I was like, oh, some thin air in Sydney today. It wasn't great. I was pretty stressed. I didn't get much done, but there we go.
So, that's why the podcast is a day late, because Frenchie was having a heart attack.
That's why the podcast is a day late, guys.
So, don't complain. Frenchie's still here, even though he had to get fucking defibrillated back to life. I can't even say that word. Defibrillated?
I was looking at fucking buses to Brisbane, because he's like, oh, you might not, it's probably not best flying.
Oh, shit.
Well, before the tests come back. He's like, yeah. He's like, you can do your show, but you probably shouldn't fly up there. I'm like, fuck. So I'm going to catch a bus up to Brisbane. That's a long bus.
Why bus? Wouldn't you drive?
But then I got to drive the whole time. If I get a bus, I can just chill out. Get some.
A bus. Catch a train to Brisbane, so, bro.
I get it, but like, okay, if you're going by yourself, though.
Yeah, I'd still drive.
By yourself?
Yeah.
You drive.
I drove back.
Would you stay somewhere or would you just push
through? It's what, 9 hours?
To Brisbane, Alex, what do you reckon?
I'm
going to go with 10 and a half.
Okay.
I don't actually know.
I'm not sure either.
But yeah, would you stay somewhere or would you push through?
Depends if it was 9 or 10 and a half. Because 9's like a solid day of work, so you can do working 9.
You can work on the bus, bro.
Yeah.
It's 10 and a half.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Damn. Yeah, I guess maybe I'd stop. I don't know. See how I went.
Alex, how you going? Sorry.
Yeah, I'm good.
It's good how he just waits his turn, isn't it?
Hmm. Very polite.
Very polite guy. How's your weekend?
Yeah, it's pretty good. What do I do? Jamming today, making some music.
Jamming. He makes jam, his own jam.
Oh, no. No.
No, what type of music were you doing? Can you give us a little taste?
Tom's crowd working you right now.
Yeah.
Jesus put a plane right into my heart.
Oh, Jesus put a plane. Yeah, they've taken it to a... Now they do band practice for this one song we got.
Oh, hello to our new listeners. If you don't get that joke, you're going to have to listen to last week's podcast.
Or don't.
Guten Tag, Wagwam.
Konnichiwa.
There we go.
Ni hao.
Ni hao.
Man.
Bonjour.
Buongiorno. Should we get into some news?
Tell us about your weekend first, and then we'll get into the news. We're not rude here.
Dude, I was just catching up on sleep because I drove back from Melbourne by myself and then had to go to fucking work the next day.
Mm.
So, I've been fucked. By the end of the week, I was exhausted. So, I'm just fucking catching up on life.
Watch anything good over the weekend because our listeners always need new shows to watch. We've actually got 2 reviews coming this episode.
Ooh. I watched a show called... What did I say it was called?
Actually, 1.
Made for Love. It was good.
Made for Love.
Mm.
Okay. Without knowing what it's about.
Alex,
what would you say it's about?
Blow up dolls.
No,
there
it's
is
actually,
a blow up doll reference.
It's actually
it?
Woody Allen's biopic.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he grew his own sex toy.
No, he adopted the girl and then married her at 18.
Close enough.
He made her for love.
He fucking planted her in the backyard. Waited for her to blossom.
Like a Cabbage Patch Kid.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, that's Woody Allen, did it, guys. Don't fucking blame us. That's Woody Allen. Ooh. With a name like Woody too, you're either a beloved character on Toy Story.
Or a man with an erection at a truck
stop. Or a
stop.
Sex pest. Most, have you met a Woody?
No.
Well, is it short for something? Woodford? Woodwind? Woodenton?
Woodrow?
Woodrow.
Is that a name?
Yeah, that was one of the presidents of America, Woodrow Wilson.
Woodrow Wilson.
Mustn't
that's
have been a popular
name.
President.
Yeah, definitely not. I've never heard of him.
There you go, guys.
But yeah, so that's a good show. So check that out.
What was it actually about? Sorry.
Well, you didn't ask. It was about a tech billionaire who breaks up with his girlfriend and she's been living in like his kind of, it's like a parody of Google. It's called like Goggle or something. It's not very deep. And she's been living in like his tech mansion in the middle of nowhere. And it's like virtual reality. So it looks like amazing, but they're just in like blocks in the desert. And she's been in there for 10 years and she gets out and she's got like a chip in her brain and he can see everything she's doing, and he's trying to get her back, but she's trying to start life again. But she's broke and she has to go live with Ray Romano, who's her dad. And he's got a silicon wife that he fucks.
Oh, that's...
So it's pretty funny. Like, that bit's fucking funny. I love Ray Romano. Everything he says is funny.
So how does
Deborah!
So was it the girl's name Deborah in there?
Yeah, the blow-up doll was Deborah. The daughter was Deborah. So he just kind of walk around saying, Deborah.
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 I'm Ray Romano.
Pretty good. You still got it.
I'm Ray Romano.
Yeah, it's on Stan. That's my review. What have you been watching?
Okay, one last thing. You will like this show if you like what?
If you like Blow Up Dolls and Ray Romano.
No, I meant like a different sort of TV show. You know, and that's how they do it for reviews. You will like House Hunters if you like Selling Sunset.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
It's like a dark thing comedy. Do. I can't think of a reference that's accurate.
It sounds
like Upload or something like that.
Okay. I actually saw Ray Romano's brother. Tall Romano, what the fuck's his name? Robert.
Oh,
Robert.
Brad Garrett.
He was in an episode of SVU.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was playing a prison warden. Yeah, prison warden. And he would also do paroles. Like he would check up on parolees and stuff like that.
Yeah, I can see it.
And he'd rape them.
Oh my God. Wow.
I know, because I
you
feel
get
like-
get out of jail, you think you're free, you know?
That's some typecasting, because if you look at anyone, it's a 7 foot one Frankenstein.
Yeah.
You think, everybody loves jail rape.
Oh my God. Is that what he'd say?
Oh, wow. But anyway, that was a hectic episode. So I've been watching Top Boy, but we're not going to give the full review until Tom watches it. He's going to watch it next week. It's sick. It's on Netflix. You guys can watch it before next week, so you're going to enjoy our review properly. It's a crime drama based on gangs in London. It's fucking sick.
So what's your reference? If people like this, they should like this.
Peaky Blinders, and then the one you said.
Woody Allen.
No, the other one, The Wire. So it's you like The Wire sort of style, Peaky Blinders, I guess, kind of shades of. It's just gangs and killing. If you like gangs and killing, thanks for tuning in.
What have you been watching, Alex?
So,
oh, sorry.
I know you're trying to change the topic because I said Top Boy.
Yeah. I only want to see Topless Boy, you know what I'm saying?
Set him up for it. No, but what we need to get to before we get to what Alex has been watching, I saw Nicolas Cage's movie.
Oh, yeah.
Where he plays Nicolas Cage.
Do you reckon he nailed his character?
No. I think that was the worst character he's played. It's literally a meme of a movie. Someone would just looked at all the memes of Nicolas Cage, wrote a script about him being a meme, and he embraced the meme. It's fucking bizarre. He does the bees thing in it.
Does he?
He does all the memes and quotes throughout the movie in like some subtle ways. Sometimes it's funny. Like, oh shit, that's from that.
Yeah.
It's got, it's the actor, I think he's from Game of Thrones, is also in it. He's really fucking good actor. He's in it with Nick Cage, and it's just like a really self-aware sort of movie drama, and then it turns into a bit of action. It's fucking
bizarre. Did you like it?
I liked it because I was in the mood for it. I'm like, I literally said to the missus, I was like, I hope this is as weird as possible.
Yeah.
And it fucking was. But if I was wanting I don't say good film.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or if I don't know, it's a lot of Nicolas Cage. You think you can handle the memes, but it's like, yo.
You can't handle the memes. It's a lot, yeah,
bro. So I'd be interested to see what you think of that one too.
I'm not going to the fucking movies to watch it, I'll tell you that for free. Doesn't seem like it's worth the price of admission.
He needs the money.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
I'll fucking donate some hair.
They literally talk about how in the movie he talks to his agent, how his career's going to shit and how he just did too many movies and stopped picking good ones to do.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, that's literally what they talk about in the movie.
Have you seen Wicker Man?
No.
Oh my God.
That's the bees one, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's a remake of like an old classic, and the classic is so much better. And then his version is insane. It's insane. The acting is insane. It's a good one to watch for like a meme night, because it is unbelievable that someone signed off on the acting.
I feel like that's most of his movies.
But Con Air was good.
I feel like he used to know which were the shit movies because that'd be straight to VHS or straight to DVD. Yeah, true.
They'd skip the movies. Now it's harder. Sometimes like the streaming ones can be good and you're like, oh.
Con Air was sick. It made me want to be a prison convict. I know which one.
Just to
which
escape
character
or?
You identified with on the movie. Alex, what were you? You had your mic up. Talk to us.
I just turned it off.
Talk to us, baby.
What have I been watching? I've been rewatching the Daniel Craig James Bond films.
Oh, are you just whacking off?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Who do you reckon's the hottest Bond?
Definitely the main man, Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
Do you remember there was a fucking James Bond who was like from Canberra?
Yeah, it was an Aussie James Bond, George Lazenby.
Yes,
Giorgio. Oh, Lazo, they called him. Yeah, Lazo.
One movie and they cut him.
It was crazy. He was at the pub when he got the call. He was like, "Boys, I'm fucking James Bond, cunt." They're like, "What?
You Lazers?"
He's like, "You don't even fucking know I'm James Bond." They're like, "Wasn't like Sean Connery, just James Bond and Roger Moore. He's like, yeah, man, they just want a fucking Aussie cunt. And I just fucking rolled in. Just give him a bit, how you going, Stroof? And they fucking loved it.
Yeah, classic.
Did you see it? Have you seen that one?
Who knows? Maybe. I don't know. Worst, I feel like I've seen a lot of Bonds.
Worst James Bond there is.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Mm.
Didn't nail it. You seen that one?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever seen these Daniel Craig James Bonds, or is this like a new thing?
No, this is pretty new. I don't think I missed them.
You missed them?
Yeah.
Did you know they were out?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, okay.
I just didn't care.
Yeah, fair enough. I feel like I haven't watched the newest ones, like the most recent ones.
I've never watched Maury Povich.
Maury Povich? Who the fuck is that?
You're Not the Father?
Yeah, we're just talking about things you haven't watched.
What is that?
It's like opera, but like they do paternity tests and you're not the father.
Oh, I think I've seen that actually.
It's not a Bond.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Jerry Springer type. Mm. Yeah, yeah. I love those shows. Just
talking about things we haven't watched.
They're so fucked up. Mm. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Play it.
Tom and Finch's trending news. Oh my.
Oh my.
Alex is still laughing.
All right. I've had a penis on my arm for 6 years.
Have you, Alex? Oh. Alex has had a penis on his arm for 6 years. We've never noticed.
Long shirt.
It's the hair, bro. You can't tell through his thick
arm hair.
Thick arm hair.
Those are pubes this whole time.
My brother sent me that story. It was last night or the night before, and he goes, I think you're going to like this. And you thought correct, Matthew. And then you think you know what it is, and then take us through the story.
Can Alex. I just guess what I think it is?
Yes, take us through.
Is it like when a mouse can grow a human ear on its back and they were like, we can only grow this dick on your forearm?
Pretty close.
Okay.
10 points to Hufflepuff.
Oh.
A British dad was left with a replacement penis attached to his arm for 6 years after his original appendage fell off in the toilet.
Where? Excuse me?
You lose your phone in the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
That can happen.
You somehow sit on the seat, but your dick goes under and it just...
Well, what about when you're constipated and you're squeezing really hard? You're like, I might burst something here.
Oh, when you've got a boner and you've got a piss, so you got to push it down and it just snaps.
Yeah, that's... Okay, how did it fall off?
It was a blood infection.
Oh, okay.
But why did he lose it in the toilet?
It just fell off.
Into the toilet.
Oh, in 2010. Fun. And then the doctor built him a new... 6-inch member, but
6-inch? Why is it so big?
Yeah, what the fuck?
I guess
what?
If a doctor can build you a penis, you might as well.
Yeah,
could have got even bigger.
Okay, yeah. Go on.
So yeah, the doctor built him this the new penis, but wasn't able to attach it to his penis area because of the lack of oxygen in his blood. So it was temporarily grafted onto his arm.
Yeah, skin graft.
But would you want a bigger cock if it's going to be on your arm? A 6-inchy?
But once it's there, would you want to remove it and put it where it's going to go? Or would it be kind of cool?
Wait, go on. Okay. So, does it grow on his arm? Does it start off small then continually grow? Or is it just 6-inch and then takes a while to...
It doesn't start off at child size and go through development.
It might be like... I think it does.
Nope. I doubt that.
He is quoted here, an elderly lady once asked him to get an item from the top shelf of a supermarket, but his willy came loose and swung down near her head.
Oh. That old excuse.
You are not expecting that.
She's now
that.
Pregnant.
Imagine her telling that story.
I got fucking cock slapped. Turkey slapped in the fucking cereal aisle.
Yeah, but like from an arm?
Yeah.
No one's believing that.
Do you want to kind of check it out?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I want to see his arm penis. So why did it have to be?
Okay. Oh my God, is it?
Okay.
See?
He's opening it.
Oh, it was really flopping around. Holy fuck!
So the balls stayed, and it's just a penis. So that makes it almost manageable.
Mm-hmm.
Does it get hard?
I think I remember reading that he had a catheter stuck in, and it went to the arm.
Wow.
So he'd still piss out of his arm.
You'd go to him at a urinal and he'd just be like...
That's heaps easier.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, if you like, he was wearing like a jumpsuit or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Girls would love that. When they're wearing their rompers, they hate having to take that whole thing off to pee.
Little wrist vag on.
Yeah,
like a fucking female Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's much better, girls. Think about that, okay? Next time you're putting on your bodysuits, girls, he's just peeing from his wrist, okay? Bloody male privilege. How's that?
How about if you enjoyed yourself some fucking KFC?
Okay.
Get it all over the dick, you know? Is it still okay to suck on your fingers and maybe penis?
Okay, so you're saying you've eaten KFC with your hands, mm-hmm. purposely rubbed it onto the dick, which is near the elbow. It was in the forearm. It was on the middle of the forearm.
Yeah.
Grease from KFC doesn't go to the middle of your forearm. It goes on your hands.
Depends how deep the bucket is.
Okay, somehow you've got a real deep bucket. You purposely put your own grease on there.
I bought my own bucket.
And then
well.
You're asking, is it okay to suck the grease off the your penis. Grafted penis?
Yes.
I actually think it's fine because, no, it's not actually your penis. The doctor made it.
Okay.
Did he make it out of his own skin?
Oh, the doctor's?
Yeah.
The doctor's skin?
Yeah.
What? That's a fucking good doctor.
No, but like which skin did he use? Like where did the penis, how did he just make a penis? You know what I mean? You don't have the materials for that. That's not something you can order off eBay.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? That's not lying around. You don't go foraging for penis ingredients.
Do you reckon when his penis fell off in the toilet, he just chucked it in some rice, dried that thing up?
Oh, and you got to put it in the rice, yeah.
And the doctor's
get fucking, it in the rice ASAP.
Yeah, and then the doctor's just made a bit bigger. So he's got the base, you know?
It was always funny, like, because you just showed him whatever rice, but people are like, don't use that. You're using whole grain rice? Apparently, like, white rice is better than, like, brown rice and stuff like that.
Yeah. I'd believe that.
Oh, are you racist? What the fuck?
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. Penis on the arm, middle of the forearm. How long did you have to have it on for?
I think 6 years.
6 years? What, are you fucking kidding me?
I'm telling you, he grew it.
Because of COVID?
Yeah, he kept trying to get it, like, put onto his, like, pubic region. And then, yeah, they couldn't do it. So, but finally, good news is they have attached it.
Oh, good news. Probably. Thank God.
But why couldn't you do it? Because of COVID. I think that's an emergency.
And COVID hasn't been going for 6 years, to be fair.
That was 2 years of COVID.
Well, you know what it's like going to the doctor. It's a bit of a drag. You know?
Okay, 6 years, no penis. 2 years, grafted penis.
You'd want it on your
five
leg.
5 years.
What
five
does that
years.
Mean?
I've had a penis on my arm for 6 years.
Have you, Alex?
Okay. But what do you mean?
So it was COVID and he had not enough oxygen in his blood.
But you were still allowed emergency operations in COVID.
No, Alex is saying no.
No, not for the whole year.
Hospital delays and the COVID pandemic meant that £50,000 NHS-funded appendage had to stay on his arm. Turning Malcolm's life upside down.
Well, he already had it on for 4 years, so I think he can handle two more.
I'll tell you what would be annoying if they put it on your right wrist so you couldn't whack it off. Could you? You know what I mean? It'd just be a bit more awkward. But if it was on this wrist, yeah.
But because they didn't use his actual penis, though, did he?
No, they used the skin from his arm.
So hypothetically, you could be like, oh, my penis fell off. Don't look.
Make me a new one.
Make me a new one.
Put it on my arm.
You just got an extra one if you ever need it.
No, that's cool.
It's always good to have extra things. So my brother had a question. He wanted to follow up. He wanted A, you can put a penis anywhere in your body where you put it. B,
I feel like we answer that every second week.
Okay. B, two testicles.
What's
on your
the
body.
Question?
Where you putting them?
Oh, okay. Okay, penis. Okay.
No, not penis, just testicles. Just do testicles.
Oh, just testicles.
We already know it's the forearm. He's the expert. He must know it. Because you got to keep him out of the way.
Straight up.
Of getting hurt. You can't, like, sit on him and shit.
Straight up chin.
Chin, yeah.
Yeah, just grow it into a goatee.
Yeah, you grow a big enough beard, no one's going to know they're going to be there.
I think Isaac Butterfield actually has a set under
he's
there.
He's got scrotum under his... That's why he's got such a big beard.
Yeah, hiding something.
Or I was thinking back of the head too, grow the mullet out.
Oh, that's
you don't
good.
Even know. And if you can see him, it just gives him like a little speed ramp. It's like,
yeah. Know. I was going to say tailbone, like a little tail, but then you sit on your nuts.
Him, can't lie down.
Yeah, no, that's dumb.
It's actually hard to lie down though if you want to sleep on your back. That's going to hurt the testicles. So.
And it seems like if you're fucking getting a dick made from scratch.
Top of the head.
Like, would you make improvements if you could redesign a penis? Like, I don't know.
Like, give it, like, lasers or something.
Mm, I don't know. If they're constructing it from new, could have a little...
You should definitely put tattoos on it before it's attached to your body.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I would like some lights too, some sort of like warning lights, like green, orange. Okay, perfect. This is exactly what we want for our cock, okay? It's okay. Like traffic lights, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So green, hard, ready to go.
Yep.
So girls know, it's like, oh, shit, you're ready.
Ready to come or just go? Because they can see when it's ready to go.
Go.
It's hard.
Yeah, but green's like, go. It's go time. It means I'm ready. It's like...
Consent.
Okay. It's like consent and hard.
Okay, consent light.
Then orange is like mid, soft. It's like, I don't know, where we're going. Red is like, A, I've just come, or B, I've had too many whiskeys. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like the penis does all these things.
Yeah, but exactly. That's why you get that's why you get traffic lights on them. It just sort of lights it up. It's not saying that's the only way you're going to know. It's just like, oh, a little fun thing.
Cool.
It's a little fun thing.
I like that.
Then when you're going to come, as you were saying, we need a noise.
Mm.
I'm thinking like a choo-choo, like a train noise.
That's cool.
Something like that. What do you mean? Or like, I don't know. What do you think? What's a good little zing?
Aruba. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I tell you, maybe the song, Do You Like Pina Coladas?
That's cool.
Because that's like, even if the sex is disappointingly short, do you hear the music? Do you like pina coladas?
Yeah.
He's coming.
Mm.
You're not satisfied, but you like the song. So you're nodding along. He finishes. You just nod along. And get and come in the rain.
Ooh.
He starts singing, he brings a little mojito. You know what I mean? That's if you're good. Not in the yoga. So, yeah, we need a penis with a boombox.
I like it. Little speakers on the gooch or something.
Maybe like Tony Robbins, a bit of motivational.
Oh, that's nice.
Wow. Pep that's talk. Almost its own movie.
My dick, the motivational speaker.
No, Tony Robbins' essence goes into your penis.
Mm.
That's its own movie, bro. That's Shallow Hell Part 2.
You could make your dick so it's hard all the time. I'm still on the dick.
I know.
Because like soft. We need
to talk about pussies soon to even it up.
Soft is like, why? Useless. If it's hard all the time, you're always ready to go.
I get what you're saying.
It seems like a sexual assault case.
I don't agree with that. Yeah, that's Raven's brother. That's you got a lot of everybody loves hard penis. Okay, let's move on to vaginas. That took about 35 minutes, guys.
Panic at Israel airport as U.S. family packs unexploded bombshell for flight home.
Oh my god!
Oh my goodness!
That is wild. And they're getting on me for like a fucking phone charger or something, you know?
Unexploded.
Mm-hmm.
So would an exploded one be all right? Yeah, like a memento from their trip to the Gaza Strip like or something?
That's what better. It was.
But so it was exploded or unexploded?
Unexploded well, shell, yeah, but it was like, yeah, like a memento.
That's not smart.
Hey, that's a fucking wild memento.
Yeah,
let's get a bomb to remember the Middle East. That's problematic.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a piece of a bomb.
Turn it into a little chalice.
That's how I want to remember the Middle East. That's how I want to remember Israel is a bomb.
Yeah.
Not a nice like fucking rug or tourist.
Yeah, like a
decoration.
Snow globe that's got sand in it.
Little snow globe. They've got lovely beaches there. You can get a towel. You can get a t-shirt that says, I love Israel. No, they're getting a fucking bomb.
Whoa, it is.
Whoa. That's problematic, guys.
Yeah, why'd they put a turban on it?
That family's getting cancelled. Oh,
for those listening, it was wrapped up in a blanket. It wasn't a turban.
He didn't just say that from nowhere. It was wrapped in a white sheet, okay? It was wrapped up snug in a white sheet. It was...
Frenchie sunk down.
Oh, it was so funny.
Classic.
Okay.
That's a rogue memento.
So, an unexploded bomb. Take us through the story.
An American family set off a bomb scare at Israel's main airport when they showed security inspectors an unexploded shell that they found while visiting the Golan Heights and had packed for their return trip home.
That's fucking dumb as fuck.
And they found it too.
Or do you reckon that was just a really clever cover for just being terrorists?
Well, I feel like they got the metal detector out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They brought a little metal detector from home. They're like, this is fun on the beaches of, were they from America?
Yep.
beaches.
Where are they from?
Yeah.
It doesn't say.
Beaches of Texas, which doesn't have beaches. You know, little Texas dams. They got the metal detector. Not as much stuff. Take a metal detector to the Middle East.
Yeah, dude.
Lot of stuff.
Mm.
Just stumbled in. Just found an unexploded bomb. Put that in there.
Chuck it in your fucking Samsonite. And
what?
Wheel it
what,
up.
Alex?
I'm just getting some new footage of like what happened when it came out.
Oh, shit. Yeah. No, fair enough. You don't really think.
What? Did alarms go off?
Dude, I think running people just terror. Started fucking
panicking, bro.
Yeah, okay, guys, this is the airport. Guys, people looks are like running a mass shooter in terror.
Kind of vibe.
Yeah. The ducking clear and shit. What's great is everyone's taking their bags.
Yeah, and they're ducking behind like a fucking luggage trolley. It's a fucking World War II bomb there or something.
There was some bags that were gone and the people, they're there and the people were gone. But a lot of people were like slow, like running, rolling their, their fucking...
You can't leave unattended baggage in the airport. You got to fucking wheel it
sticklers
out.
Sticklers for the rules, yeah. aren't they?
Yeah.
But like I'm sure your sort of, your jumper... that you got from Target is replaceable. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That could be the difference. You're running from a bomb. Don't bring your fucking bag. Maybe you carry
I'll tell
on.
I'll tell you what's
not
funny.
Not your fucking check-in luggage. That's going to slow you down.
Don't you think it's funny whenever you check in at the airport, they've got like no bombs, no guns. It's like, why do they need to say that? That's so stupid. And these people...
That's why they needed to say it. Yeah. That's why they needed to say it.
Fucking dumb.
So anything else from that story?
Just basically the stereotype of American tourists being dumb.
Yeah. Do we have photos of them?
Yeah.
Oh, he's thoughtful.
That looks like the penis, dude. Oh,
he looks like the fucking guy who played Gollum.
Oh, yeah. No, we don't. And Schmeagol. He played Schmeagol, too. Fuck. He played Schmeagol, too. Well, that's what's... I know what the most awkward thing I left in my carry-on luggage was.
I just connected your Schmeagol comment.
No, that you literally...
Isn't it the same?
Oh, I meant Smaug, the Smaug, the dragon from Lord of the Rings, or the Hobbit.
But you were fucking with me.
I remember I left accidentally left real handcuffs in my carry-on.
Why'd you have those?
For sex, you say.
In case your girlfriend tries to get away. Fucking Raymond's brother over here. Fucking parole officer Pete.
I'm going there with the boys. But yeah, so that was awkward for me. So I can see how you could accidentally take real police handcuffs onto a plane. But
you got real police?
Nah,
ones?
They were legit ones. They were steel. They weren't like fucking fluffy.
John
they
Wayne fluffy Gacy fun over ones. Here. Yeah.
And did you get to keep them?
No, they did some test, and if they couldn't bend them in front of me, then I was gonna have to get in a whole lot of shit. But they like fought it, managed to like bend them or some shit. There was some weird thing they did, but I didn't get to keep them.
Handcuffs.
Just fair. You can't take handcuffs on a plane. Yeah. Like, my stuff baggage was already checked in. There was not really anything else I could do.
Did you miss them?
Yeah, they were my third favorite pair. That was good. Okay, next story.
Scott Morrison's raw chicken korma photo.
I saw this floating around and people mocking it. But why was he sharing this?
Oh, my goodness.
After sold-out runs at the Public Theatre and London's National Theatre, Here Lies Love, the groundbreaking musical from David Byrne and Fatboy Slim, opens on Broadway this summer. Get swept up in what Vogue calls a life-giving, roof-raising blast of pure joy about the rise and fall of Imelda Marcos at the hands of the Philippine People Power Revolution. Here Lies Love is a revolutionary experience unlike any other on Broadway. It's a party and you're invited. Get tickets at HereLiesLoveBroadway.com.
I don't know. It's just he just keeps posting about curry. So he posted a curry. I think he thinks it's relatable.
It's not even just our prime minister. Like everyone's prime ministers and presidents are fucking dumb on social media, but he takes it to the next level.
Bro, it's like Scott Morrison, your numbers are down in Parramatta. He's like, I got it. I'm just going to start posting curry content. Just like super racist. It's like, I'm going to get that electorate, you sons of bitches. So cook the chicken, bro. That looks fucking raw as fuck. Look at the...
Yeah.
I reckon Frenchie could cook a better curry.
You got to know you got to cook chicken. That's one of the few things you got to cook all the way through, Scott. That's actually... Well, Drennan usually does the cooking. Jenny does the cooking. She knows that's her place as...
But I watched the new MasterChef and I was like...
I thought I'd give it a go. It's 2022. I'm a bit of a woke character. So
I saw men on that show and they were cooking.
Because it's called Master Chef. It's not called Mrs. Chef. Am I right? So
it's not called Master Wife.
It's not called that at all. That is a show Jenny would like.
Oh, Jenny would love it.
She would be good at it. She is quite a good wife.
But she's not the master. I think
men would still be better at being the wife, though.
How about servant? Servant wife. Because she's not the master.
She is not the master. And that's why I said she'd actually already cooked a meal that night. She had made a very delicious roast. Roast. I said I wanted roast early in the day. She went out and bought a roast. Then we saw MasterChef. I was talking about MasterChef. I said, no, I'll cook curry.
Chuck that shit in the bin, Jenny.
Chuck it in the bin, bitch.
In the bin before I get my handcuffs, you whore.
I didn't say that, obviously, guys. That was a joke.
I thought it.
I thought it. So I started cooking the chicken curry. Well, actually, you might not know this, but I cooked the chicken last. I cooked the curry. I cooked rice, curry, threw in some whatever was in the fridge.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Like ready, steady, cook.
And then she said, where's the chicken? I said, haven't you done the chicken yet? Because she should have known if I hadn't done it, she should have done it.
Oh, yes.
So I just threw it on, I threw it on the bowl. Put it in the microwave for 10 to 15 seconds, however long chickens take to cook. And
it's called curry paste, not chicken cook.
And I put it in the bowl and I said, let's take a selfie photo of me.
Yes.
And I took a selfie photo of me. Jenny actually helped me get the angles right.
Yes. The first one was underneath and I had quite the double chin.
You need to get the angles right of a photo selfie front. And I took the high angle and I got the curry in it and I said, I love Parramatta.
Hashtag curry mantra.
And then I took a photo of Jenny pussy and I wrote hashtag pussy munching later.
Just as raw.
We've lost it today.
Next story.
I think we should move on to we've got a fan message.
Tom and French's fan submissions.
Submit your own audio message to @TomandFrenchy on Instagram.
Oh, Frenchie's still
playing. I love being politicians.
It is fun. We did that My Kitchen's Fucked years ago as politicians that we brought our characters back just
We need to do another video of politicians for the election.
Phone out?
Get your phone out.
Get your phone out to take a photo of my delicious curry. Okay. Oh, yeah, I get what you're saying. I need to go on fucking speaker
Let's
rocks.
Go.
What's
speaker
it called? Pipe. Speaker pipe.
Speak pipe.
Yeah, send us audio messages, questions through SpeakPipe. The link
will be in the
description on YouTube and on Instagram.
YouTube.
SpeakPipe. SpeakPipe.
How is what's his name? I was going to check in with you as your favorite character. What's his name? The Bond? That he does a good impression of?
Sean Connery.
Yeah, how's Sean Connery?
I actually got him on the phone.
Oh, do you?
I think I got him on SpeakPipe.
Okay, let's hear it. He always got a message. I'll press play on it. This is, here we go.
Hello, Tom and Frenchy.
Sean, what's up, bro?
It's a message.
It's a phone call.
Phone call.
It's a phone call. I like phone call.
From the grave.
Hello, Tom and Frenchy.
Hello, Sean. Hello, what's up,
Sean,
bro?
Sean Connery.
Oh, good. Just sitting back, drinking a scotch neat.
Oi. Oh, I've always wondered, Sean, why is Sean spelled S-E-A-N? Shouldn't it be seen?
Like bean.
I am never seen. I'm in the shadows.
Okay, great answer. Little haiku
the
for us.
S stands for slap.
What's the A stand for?
I'm also Sean Connery.
gag. It's coming out his nose. There's too many Sean Connerys for Frenchie. Oh, not his heart. Not his heart. Oh, the water came out his nose. Oh, no. The Sean Connerys were too much. We killed Frenchie. That'll be a good title for this video.
Sean Connery killed
Sean Connery.
Sean Connerys. Plural.
Oh, man. They don't just hate women. They hate all Frenchies. Oh, wow. That one's not good for his chest. That is not good for his chest. Oh, no. Okay, let's listen to this message while Frenchie recovers. Which one do you want to hear?
The very first one. It is from Modzi. Jacob Modica.
Modica, let's hear it. Okay, here we go.
So, on the topic of this week's latex allergies, one time I was sleeping with a chick, she goes, "Do you have any condoms?" And I go, "Yeah, sure do." And you'd think at this point, she'd think to be like, "Are they latex free?" She doesn't. We're getting into it. And then she goes, about halfway through, she goes, "Ouch, were those latex free condoms?" And I was like, "No, should they be?" And she's like, "Yeah, I'm allergic to latex." And anyways, that was one way to definitely kill the mood. Anyways, cheers for listening, lads. Love the show. Tune in every week. Hopefully I get a spot on the show. Ciao.
You did, Modzi. That's an interesting one to bring it up during. It seems like a very... Most condoms are latex, right?
Yeah.
I'd say it's rare not to be latex, unless you're purposely looking for not latex.
Yeah, that's right. I know there are sheepskin ones. That was prior to latex. They used to use sheepskin condoms.
Really?
Yep.
So they just like use like the lining of a sheep's stomach or something.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, man.
Or they have dental dams.
Oh, yeah. What are dental dams? They talk about it in the States a lot.
It's kind of like I think it's either if you're doing oral or you put the condom for the woman inside, you kind of shove it in like a Confederate soldier loading a musket.
Yeah, right.
And just, yeah.
So it's kind of like, yeah, just a plastic bag you put in her first.
Yeah.
Damn.
To catch it.
Do they call it a dental dam because it's a beaver?
Nice. That is good. He's back. How you feeling?
Well, I tried to, because I had water in my mouth when you started making me laugh, so I tried to hold it in.
Yeah.
I didn't want to spit out, and then I tried to also swallow it quickly before I started laughing, and it went all kinds of shit. Yeah.
Fuck.
We're back.
All right, so that was just a guy telling us.
I heard it.
You heard it.
Yeah, you can't. Come on. Oh, were those latex-free condoms?
It's like, why would I assume that?
Like, that's like having like half a burger and then be like, "Oh, wait, is this meat halal free? Is it halal? You say, is it halal?
Is this halal free?
Well, you
got to
tell me that before. Now it's halal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You can't do it halfway through something.
That's true. Silly.
Halal free, yeah. Sorry, bro. They didn't cover it on I'm Top Boy.
All right. Should we do our fucked segment or you got more?
We're running at about 47 minutes. We can do some quick hitters.
Yeah,
and
let's
then
do that.
Gala. We got time?
Yep. Let's do that.
I'll check on... Fuck it.
Yeah, just...
What happened on Tom's weekend?
That'll do.
We're not perfectionists here.
What would you do during the Purge?
Oh, the Purge. There's a new Purge movie. They just bring them out every once in a while. I reckon there's been about six.
Another one.
They're like Purge, election year, Purge, state election year. Like they just do it for anything.
Well, you can do it for anything. Any day would be a good day for a Purge.
A Purge, if it was an actual Purge, would be fucking insane.
Mm. Especially in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be good because as long as you don't even need to get your hand on one gun and you'd be fine.
Maybe.
There's only like seven guns for each state.
Oh, in Australia,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In Australia, just get one of the seven guns each state's got.
Do you know anyone with guns?
Nah, my brother-in-law had guns, but I think he might have got rid of them, so.
I think Tonya's family have guns because they're on like a property.
You just got to go to the farm. Yeah. You go to any farm, they'll have a gun. Even if it's not legal, there'll be
one. The Purge wouldn't be as exciting in rural Australia, like if you're out in a farm.
They're already living the life of the Purge.
It's already
they're
a Purge.
They're killing backpackers. Oh, they're fucking mowing down each other's cattle. They're doing what the fuck they want, man.
Yeah. It's Wild West.
They're fucking their cousins. They don't want whatever they want.
Whatever we want, you know?
Okay, what would we do if it was the purge, really, realistically?
I mean, yeah, you guys got to upload to Instagram, you know, you influencers.
Oh, yeah, we'd want content, wouldn't we?
100%, bro. What's a funny purge? We'd be live the whole time.
What would be a viral purge you could do?
Oh, you'd got to throw some pranks in there.
Oh, yeah.
Just prank kill people.
Yeah. Force feed ScoMo his own curry and he'd die.
But you're not even trying to kill them. You're just like making them think, we're going to kill you, prank. Because it's a purge, I'd be so freaked out.
No, but it's a double prank because then you do kill him. Yeah.
That's funny.
That's
funny.
And then you have like kind of like a flash mob come out and like dance on their grave. Like,
You're thinking flash mob purge.
I'm just brainstorming, bro. Yeah, it could work. Like, you'd want to do like purge in the hood gone wrong, you know? Like good old OG like clickbait.
See what you're saying? You're just going to say the N-word or purge, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
that's what purge in the hood was. That's what those videos were. They literally just say the most offensive things to gangsters.
And they just get punched in the face. Yeah.
They got bashed.
And then they're like, it's just a prank. Okay.
Sometimes I thought it was set up because they didn't get shot. I was like, you deserve to be shot for what you were just doing.
It's probably happened. I reckon there was cases where people, unknown YouTubers just fucking shot.
I mean, I have a funny thing to do during the purge. Just stand on really high balcony, maybe even top of a building, whole purge. If you can lock in that top of that building, as long as they can't get through that door, really high. Let's say you're on the top of an apartment building, really high one, and you can only get up through the fire escape.
Okay.
Bolt that door. No one can get to you, yeah? You're pretty safe. So you're there. You get all your food. You get all your Powerades.
Mm-hmm.
Just pay on people.
Yeah, that's purging. Pretty good. I like
just
that.
Just purging. It's raining. You're yelling at him like,
yeah, just egging people.
I actually
and
think
stuff.
That actually, I've come around on that idea. That's actually quite a safe spot for a purge, top of a building.
People,
tell me why. Tell me why not?
Because you can open a door with tools.
But I'm saying if you go in the day before, you go in there and you take hours making it secure. Mm.
What about planes? People have helicopters.
Yeah, but I honestly don't think that waste their guns. Time with you. I honestly don't think that's fair.
Have you ever been peed on? You get angry.
So you're saying... You're
suction cups up a building is not a bad option.
You're saying you're going to hit someone below and they're going to be so angry. They're going to throughout the whole purge, they're going to go to the airport, fly a plane into your building.
Yeah.
That's a risk I'm willing to take, Tom. Realistically, last thing on the purge, where would you hide out then?
Oh,
if not that.
I wouldn't be here because I'm in an apartment building, too vulnerable. Like in a normal situation.
Unless you're on the roof.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Tunnels. A series of tunnels I've developed over time.
Vietnam style.
Mm.
That's all the Vietnam.
I'd be like a little Black Widow spider. I'd come up and grab someone. I don't know why I'm participating.
Yeah, I know why. I know why.
Have you seen The Lovely Bones? I'd be like that cunt in a fucking field just snatching people.
I have not seen that.
It's terrifying. It's really fucked up.
Okay, next hitter.
If you could be in a physical fight with any historical figure, who would it be and why?
Historical figure.
I feel like Lincoln's just got a good... Punchable face.
Yeah. And he'd be
and
so tall.
And outfit be... too, and the top hat would come off. You'd be like,
that's
whoa,
funny.
I'm going to slap the munchaps off you.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, fuck up Lincoln. Abraham too. What sort of fucking name's that? Abraham.
Yeah.
Fuck off. You from the Bible? Can't fuck off back there. Bang. See ya. I'll smoke Abraham Lincoln. Who are you going for?
I don't know. I might fucking... punch Ned Kelly in the tin head.
Oh, that'd hurt the hands though.
Oh yeah, but it'd be kind of funny.
Yeah,
I'd be like, oh, that is good.
That's kind of funny. Yeah. it's a harmless crime too.
It just hurts me.
It just hurts you. And he'd be like, oh, good one, Tom.
Yeah,
good one. I feel like I feel like he'd respect you for doing that,
for trying.
Yeah. He's a lovable
what boyfriend. About you, Alex? You got any historical figures you want to fuck up?
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, fair.
Fair. Stop doing that robot voice, idiot.
Oh,
it gets old, doesn't it?
Wait, how many years till they're historical? Do they have to be dead? I guess they have to be dead. Jimmy Fallon's career is dead. Can I punch him?
Yeah. Oh, did you see James Corden quit?
Oh, did he? Nah. Just because he sucks so much?
Yeah.
What's he doing now? Cat sequel.
Cat sequel. Biggest Loser.
Dude, driving around a car just singing to himself.
Yeah. He's playing Humpty Dumpty in a live action.
Humpty Dumpty, I wouldn't mind punching too.
Yeah, fuck that cunt.
Yeah.
He's already shattered on the ground. You go down, stomp his eggs. Yeah. His eggs. There's eggs inside his eggs. He's some kind of creature.
What's he doing sitting on a wall with a fucking round butt? You know what I mean?
That's like you're an egg.
You're an egg.
Know your place. Oh, it's on the ground.
Oh, yeah. I punch him. It's in a nest. Just for fucking
go sit back in
shit.
Your nest, Humpty Dumpty, you fuckhead.
Yeah.
All right. I think we got some rage against historical figures. We should sort that out.
Your toilet is now sentient. Would you prefer it passionately, exuberantly crave your excrement or deeply resent and despise you for what you do?
Is a great question.
That is a wild question.
I think it actually, honestly, would for me, it'd be time of the day. Morning, I'd want it resenting. And like not like past midday, I'd want it like passionately craving it. Because I'm not in a good mood in the morning anyway. I'm doing my morning shit. I'm tired. And I'm going, oh, yeah, give me that shit, bitch. Like, oh, fuck off. Whereas if they're like, oh, not you again, I'll be like, fuck, not you again. You think I fucking want to be here? Fuck you.
I think I'd be too cranky. I'd probably...
You'd want the angry one.
No, I'd want the nice one. Because if I'm getting up, I'm already in a mood, you know? I'm getting fucking attitude from the toilet. Oh, I'm getting attitude from everyone today. And you fucking chime in, toilet? Fuck that.
Okay, well, let's try this then, Tom.
Okay.
You be Tom and I'll be your passionate... Is a passionate toilet?
All right,
passionately, exuberantly, crazy. Okay, let me get
one... one thing I need quickly. Yep, okay. All right, so... Oh, fucking another day. Being Tom Armstrong is fucking hard. I'm just going to go drop the kids off at the pool.
Bring those kids here. Oh, that's the good stuff, Tom. Oh, Tommy. Two little drops. Oh, yeah.
Shouldn't have had ScoMo's curry.
Oh, I can see a little pee-pee dangling, and I like it. I want... Oh, give me more.
Squirting dribbles, Daddy.
Yum. Yum, I'm drinking this, Tom. I'm drinking this. Oh, yeah.
All right, so that's okay. My experience. So now you're coming in with attitude to an attitude toilet.
Yeah.
Oh, here he is, old skinny shits.
Oh, let's get this fucking done, cunt. Let's get this fucking done.
Oh, you would want to get it done like you do in the bedroom, you piece of shit.
Definitely. Oh, can you guess what I ate last night?
Oh, it's probably fucking your shit bolognese.
Yeah, it was. Does it come out as noodles? I've always wondered. How come
it stinks, you fucking...
Oi, how come it's always peas and corn, bro? How come that's the only thing shit I can ever see? Have a fucking conversation with me, you grumpy cunt. Da-da, this is fire.
I want that. I want that when
song.
I shit.
I just want that song.
That should what be the thing when you put the Alex? Toilet seat up. Is that the Jewish song?
Yeah, I think that's what they're playing at the airport. They're playing at the airport when the bomb got found. That's why they're running. They're dancing. They weren't running.
This is a cooked episode.
Don't worry, my girlfriend's Jewish. We can say this.
What's the next story?
I think we should go to the fuck segment and roast the Met Gala.
Yeah, let's do it.
Fashion.
Tom and French's fucked segment of the week.
So you got the Google Doc with the images of Met Gala outfits, Alex, as well. I sent it in the chat. So first up, who's this guy?
Okay,
again?
The Met Gala was on the other day. We've got the images here. Okay.
And I found what the theme was. It was Gilded Glamour.
Gilded Glamour. First up, we've got Russell Westbrook, the basketball player. It used to be, now he's just a bricklayer. Oh, my goodness.
Look at his outfit. Fucking hell. He's got for those listening, he's kind of got like a tuxedo top half going with like a top hat. Bottom half, a widow's dress.
Yeah, he looks like he's dressing to go to Scotland, knowing nothing about Scotland.
Yeah.
Except that they've got killed.
He's just not wearing undies. He thinks that's enough. He looks like the Titanic's about to sink, and they're like, only women and children. So he just found what he could.
Allowed on the boats. So he's on one of those boats.
Yeah, yeah. He got in. Everyone's like, bro, they fucking not checking very hard.
That's when you... He's like if a really woke art student dressed like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Do you reckon his dick was too big for tuxedo pants? So he had to wear a skirt.
Okay, who's next?
Cara Delevingne. My God.
She's a golden girl,
so
isn't
guys,
she?
She is wearing like a... She's not wearing a shirt. She's painted gold and she's got some kind of fucking suction cups over her nipples that are also gold. And red pants.
Red pants, holding a red jacket and a cane.
And a cane. Okay.
She's like... Have you seen Goldfinger?
The Austin Powers one? Gold member?
Yeah.
Gold member.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it's Goldfinger. That's based on a movie by James Bond where he kills chicks and he paints them gold. And that's how they die because their skin suffocates.
Right.
She's like Goldfinger, but crossed with little Red Riding Hood.
Oh man, she looks like C-3PO with pepperoni nipples.
That's good, bro.
Like I see what she's doing, but it just looks like she's got really puffy gold nipples.
Yeah, zoom in on the nipples a little bit more. Because she's had to cover them, but yeah, that
but
looks like
put
absolute salami. That is some golden salami.
Delicious.
The Egyptians would have worshipped her back in the day. That is delightful.
Salt Bay would pay a fortune to serve those things.
Who the fuck is that?
I have no idea.
It's like a Michael Jackson before he got a triangle for a nose.
Do you reckon that's what he asked for? Can I get a triangle nose? Bro, I have no idea who this guy is. He looks like a Dracula who's just... Stop sucking blood and started sucking tits.
Yeah, it kind of does. If Michael Hutchins came back as a gay seagull.
Gay seagull. Oh, you don't want to eat those hot dicks at the beach. He's coming for him. He's got his cape out. So this guy's wearing all white, like fucking, like I don't even know. It was silver pants, white shoes. He looks like the gayest matador in Spain.
Yeah. So we forget to describe the photos for you audio listeners. All the pictures will be on the YouTube. If you want to look at them, we'll describe the pictures from now on. But
yep.
We can't really describe some of them. They're just so cooked.
It looks like the best Kristen Stewart's ever looked.
Kristen Stewart.
Who is this? I have no idea.
He's long.
So, guys, it's a man with like a fucking 50s hairstyle, beard, in the weirdest trench coat you've ever seen.
Where's his legs?
I don't think he has legs or they're fused together.
Where's his legs?
And he's got the most upright posture a man has
ever had. It looks like, you know, when two kids are sneaking the movies on each other's shoulders? Like, exactly. Hello, I want to see an M movie.
One Met Gala, please.
I am one Met Gala. I am of age man.
Oh, it looks like a fucking seahorse in a trench coat.
His voice, his legs. If Michael Phelps joined the Ukraine invasion, that's what he'd look like.
He's a pilot or something.
You know, have you seen Victor Krum in the Harry Potter movies?
No.
Big Victor Krum vibes there.
Kind of.
He dated Hermione.
Looks like Amy Winehouse at the top.
Amy Winehouse.
She's alive, dude.
Okay. Right. Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
We had a golden girl before. We got the silver boy here. He's the guy from Rivendale, Cole Sprouse.
Is
he's in all silver.
It looks like a fucking nightie that a girlfriend would wear to bed.
If Scientology was an outfit, this is what it would be, guys. It's Zoltan. You know, fucking Zoltan from Dude, Where's My Car?
Looks like he's wearing some kind of fucking suicide bomber vest. But a gay version. Like he's got glitter in those pockets.
This is what Elon Musk is going to wear when he first makes it to SpaceX.
When he finally loses his virginity.
That's what Elon Musk wore to his formal. Lizzo! Okay, we got Lizzo now, guys. Holy fucking shit. Hell. I don't even know how to describe
this. She's wearing something my mum would have as a bedspread. And she's got a flute. It's like black and gold outfit. She's got some kind of Egyptian neck rings on her neck.
Yeah, it's a big, big coat. It's giving me big, what's that fucking Mickey Mouse movie where Fantasia, big Fantasia vibes. Or also a bit oriental, sort of crouching tiger, hidden donut sort of vibes.
Yeah, these would be curtains in fucking Batsu's house.
Yeah, they're like a theater in Chinatown. That would be fucking like the stage curtains.
Beautiful. She looks like the Pied Piper if it made the kids go to KFC. Come on,
she's got the boop, 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 she's boop, got boop. The flute. That is so funny. Holy shit. We love you, Lizzo. Thanks for that. Who's next?
Oh, my gosh.
Who's that?
I don't know.
That's a big hat. So, she's got a really beautiful pink dress, flowy, huge fucking hat.
It's huge boots as well.
She's but more
the hat is insane.
She's more hat than woman. She
yeah,
is.
If a big wind comes, she's going fucking she's gone.
She's changing continents. That is a huge hat.
It looks like the Titanic is landed on her head. Doesn't it? She's got like big like boots as well, like she looks like badonkadonkin boots.
Badonkadonkin boots. It's funny, but it's like a pirate hat. It's more pirate's vibe.
It is. Pirates of the Hennessy.
It's like Pirates of the Hennessy.
Not quite Caribbean.
That's funny. That's good. No, that's my favorite outfit so far. I like the hat.
Oh, that's a look.
Okay, who the fuck is that? Holy shit.
So her outfit looks like a fucking blob. Like, it's like weird blobs, green.
It looks like an oblong. There's like, it's like three oblongs tied together. I don't fucking know what the fuck.
She's got the fucking snitch from Harry Potter as a necklace.
She looks like a fucking rock climbing wall.
That's like beginner level. Beginner level.
Yeah, the really big green fucking. You can scale that for real. It's like a Dr. Seuss Salvador Dali collab. That is fucking bizarre.
Her ass is all misshapen and shit. It looks like fucking Kim K's butt lift person did it.
Designed it. That's how Stevie Wonder draws a heart, bro. That is.
She looks like fucking Grinch cum. Just a splooge.
That orange Grinch cum. That yellow. That is beautiful.
All right, who we got next? Oh, this is one of the Hadids.
Oh, one of the Hadids.
Is it? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, she's wearing, guys, it's a very big, it's sleeping bag chic. This what this is. It's very, it's red, pinky red, flowy, sort of everywhere.
It's like one of those Kathmandu jumpers they're wearing, like the North Shore just got blown up.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm getting Vagina Monologues sort of vibes on this. It's like the sequel. Heaps of labia. Too much. It's like the later years.
It's like the Michelin Man lost heaps of weight.
The Michelin Man. He's
doing
the
Jared from Subway
that's
thing.
That's what it is. Yeah, that's heaps. That's he's like, vibes. Look,
you could lose this much by just eating tires.
She's like the Emperor in Star Wars, but it's really cold. I'm dressing for warmth as well.
Yeah, it looks like Jar Jar Binks's tongue. Stupid.
Oh, that's more like, wow. More like Jar Jar Binks's colon.
True.
Oh, look shit. At
this guy. So, this guy's wearing all pink, oversized, pink everything, pink shoes, pink fucking shirt, pink jacket, pink pants.
He's giving off Robin Thicke sort of Peter Andre vibes on the face too. I have no idea who the fuck he is.
He date rapes.
He's looking. Yeah, he's like the pink predator. That's what he is. He's not the pink panther.
This guy really cares about breast cancer awareness. Big supporter.
It's kind of, it's a big, like I like the outfit. It's actually drip. Kind of, it's almost, you know that Lil Pump Kanye West music video?
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
it's kind of like, I love it. You know the song, I love it. But they only like that outfit.
Yeah, it didn't make the cut. He looks like you know how you got that quirky auntie that never got married? She's rocking up to like family Christmas wearing this.
Just wearing anything because no one checks her on her outfit. No, it's like when your mom gives you your brother's clothes and like, you'll grow into them, don't worry.
You go to school and everyone bullies the shit out of you.
Your brother's like 8 years older than you.
He's like, it's salmon. It's not big.
That's how clothes fit Tom Hanks at the end of Philadelphia. I haven't seen the movie. I'm just guessing.
No, you're dead right there. Who we got? Oh, Billie
Eilish. Billie Eilish, you. She's okay. So, guys, she's got like short black sort of
emo hair,
a choker, and then a really lovely plain dress. It's kind of like she's been the Disney princess and the villain at the same time.
Yeah, totally. It's like she looks like a goth girl who got into the costume box. She's like, this looks cool. I'm wearing it ironically.
It's when Snow White hears "Welcome to the Black Parade." That's what she looks like.
Give me your eyeliner, Mom. Yeah, she looks like every fucking quirky girl at my year 10 formal.
Yeah, yeah.
They all wore that, you know?
100%.
They got the dyed hair and then just the glamorous dress.
Yeah, love that. Good on you, Billy. Looking good.
Oh, okay. Shit. Anderson .Paak.
Guys, this is Anderson .Paak. Floral coat. He's got big leather pants. Kind of like full chaps. What would you call full chaps? Pants, I guess. Yeah. So he's wearing leather full chaps.
Kind of flares.
And he's got the wig on like the costume designer from The Inbetweeners.
Yeah. It's just all bowl cut, but somehow long as well.
You like your super suits? I make them for you.
And he's got like a couch jacket, carpet jacket.
He's like, he looks like Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, but with more rhythm.
Yeah, for sure. They can actually play music.
He can dance.
He can dance, He looks like Lord Farquaad at a gay bar in the 70s. You know?
from Shrek.
Yeah,
that's so good.
I like it. It's kind of a vibe.
Yeah, vibes. Ooh. Oh, who's this hot cunt again?
Shawn Mendes. Very handsome. Looks like he raided the costume from like Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, 100%. What's the cunt's name? Gaston or something?
Gaston.
Yeah. That's the one. Yeah, he looks like a perfume commercial. That's.
Yes. He smells good.
Yeah, when you're modeling at 11, but you got a Civil War reenactment at 1, that's fucking what's going on here. Charlie Sheen pre Tiger Blood. He's looking fucking good.
Fuck, that's a vibe. Oh, who have we got? Who's this? Oh, Vanessa Hutchins. She's wearing like fucking like a black lacy see-through thing with a huge fucking capey thing.
Yeah, it's a huge upright.
How'd they even get that photo? Like it's like huge. It's yeah, all it's sprawled like she's out.
Just fucking flipped it up and it's all flowing out behind her. She looks like, fuck, she looks like an ink blot test right now. That's what she looks like.
Yeah, dude. Found out I was insane. I was trying to read the ink blot.
Okay.
Yeah. She looks like she's found in soup in the Wuhan wet markets.
That's what I was gonna say. She looks like the bat hiding in Kris Jenner's vagina.
It's all dusty.
I feel like all dusty. Yeah, there's this bat just hanging at the back of it going, don't come in here.
Yeah, even the bat's like rich as fuck.
Yeah, she started COVID for sure.
Definitely. I'd eat a bowl of that. Oh, who is this?
It's Greek Miss Trunchbull. That's who that is. It's a great outfit.
I don't know. It looks like a nun's outfit, to be honest, on a man. It's a skirt thing.
Yeah, school teacher chic, that is.
Yeah, it looks like he's in a Sister Act reboot for men, you know? They're like, let's gender swap it this time.
Rocking it.
Oof.
Okay. Oh.
Fucking, who is... What was in the Pee-wee Herman?
What in the Pee-wee
Herman? I don't know who this is, but he doesn't have a neck.
I got no idea who it is, but I don't know how to describe him.
He's dressed in like a white kind of... Looks like he's in a marching band for NASA. Like it's like a short waistcoat.
Yeah.
Blue pants. Like Navy energy.
White coat.
I don't know.
He looks like a sort of dude who sells weed at high school parties.
Oh, yeah.
But no one even wants him there, even though he's got weed.
Yeah. He kind of does look like the stoner going to the formal.
Yeah.
Like that's something they'd wear.
Yeah. He looks like the sort of dude who played Banjo-Kazooie to impress his Tinder matches. Bro, he's a fucking nerd.
Like he's dressed all nice, but he still smells like fucking Flaming Hot Cheetos.
He watched his brother have sex with his prom date.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, and he came.
He had a goatee in year 8, you can tell. Yes. But just a goatee, no other facial hair.
Yep.
Okay, there you go. Finished off with a dude we didn't even fucking know. That was great.
Met Gala,
we loved it.
We should. I think last year we did dress up. Now I think about it.
Oh, we should have dressed up.
We dressed up on Zoom. I forgot. That was fucking... Time flies.
Oh, man. Yeah. I wore dildos on my head or something like that.
Yeah, we dressed up.
A dildo outfit.
I was wearing a wig and shit. It was a whole thing.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. That's fucking... That's hilarious. We should go... We should live stream...
From the
Met Things Gala. Like that. No, like just... We should start doing more shit like that on the YouTube channel.
That'd be fun.
Where we just live stream. Oh, Met Gala's going on. Everyone put your TV onto this channel. And we're going to start roasting it. You have the sound off. You don't need sound for that shit. And
yeah.
We'll sort of just start live streaming. So, guys, we're going to be doing a few more live different things like that. We'll give you the details of them when they officially launch.
Oh, yeah.
We got the tours to finish off, and then we're going to be back doing this in a big way. We're going to be doing a lot more effort into it. I've got all my shows, the Brisbane, Queensland ones are sold out. Tommy's got Sydney coming up this week.
Oh, yeah, this weekend, Thursday.
Thursday's about to sell out, so you better get Saturday, yeah. Sunday tickets. I think there's only like 5 left for Thursday.
Yeah.
So, fucking, if you're in Sydney and you want to check him out,
go. It's going to be fun. I've done 20 shows in Melbourne, so it's nice and polished now.
Which one's your mum coming to?
Saturday.
Everyone go to Saturday for sure.
It's going to be funny. I do heaps of mum jokes and she hasn't seen any of it.
Yo,
it's,
Saturday's going to be the fucking show.
I'm going to film her reaction, actually. I'll film her reaction.
Fuck yeah. And then we're going over back together. It's
Perth.
Me and Tommy's last shows together. We're doing Perth.
I'm excited.
They've just started. Ticket sales to Astor's just started fucking going rampant.
Yeah.
Because they realised we're actually going to make it. So it's going to be fucking huge show. I'm Scarborough excited. Sold out. And then never we've still got Perth. Some for Bunbury. So
let us know where to go in Perth because I've never been.
Yeah, French we've got an extra day off too. So that'll be fun.
Sick.
Alex, thanks for having us.
Thanks, Alex.
For coming, guys. And big good luck with those chicken curries tonight, guys. You can talk, Alex.
Thank you.
Alex, you can talk.
Connery's here.
You can. Oh, it's Sean Connery.
And goodbye.
Have you ever had a penis on your arm, Sean Connery? No, he has.
Once or twice, I had to slap it off.
Okay, see you guys.
After sold-out runs at the Public Theatre and London's National Theatre, Here Lies Love, the groundbreaking musical from David Byrne and Fatboy Slim, opens on Broadway this summer. Get swept up in what Vogue calls a life-giving, roof-raising blast of pure joy about the rise and fall of Imelda Marcos at the hands of the Philippine People Power Revolution. Here Lies Love is a revolutionary experience unlike any other on Broadway. It's a party and you're invited. Get tickets at HereLiesLoveBroadway.com.